Bismillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon. Ambassador Francisca Mendes Escobar, the chairperson and president of the 12th meeting of state parties of the CCM, ably represented by the vice president for now. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it is indeed a pleasure for me to be part of this meeting, and I bring warm fraternal greetings to you from the Honorable Minister of Defense, Honorable Serigne Modou Ndiaye. Our heartfelt condolences to the government and people of Peru for the unexpected demise of their ambassador to the UN. May her soul rest in peace. On behalf of the delegation of the Gambia, I sincerely thank the Swiss government as our host country for this conference. And we also wish to express our appreciation to the CCM's Implementation Support Unit for providing the necessary support and facilitating my participation in this important meeting. The Gambia aligns itself with the statement delivered by Niger on behalf of the African group. Mr. Vice President, the Gambia's commitment to fully implement the convention and realize full convention compliance remains our objective and priority. We are glad to be part of the first countries to sign the convention in 2008 and completed the ratification process in 2018. It is one thing to sign and ratify a treaty or a convention, but most importantly is to ensure their successful implementation as member states. We welcome South Sudan and thank them for joining the CCM. We will continue to associate ourselves with the principles of the CCM as an important tool in the protection of civilians during and after conflicts from cluster munitions used as weapons. Recognizing the CCM works towards consolidating respect for human life, human dignity, and human rights to promote peace, security, and stability in our respective countries and the world at large. Your Excellency, our collective commitment as state parties to this convention is key, taking into account the concerns over the increasingly complex threats to mankind and the devastating consequences of wrongful use of weapons negatively impacting economic and human development. Mr. Vice President, it is important to note that the Gambia is a member of most of the disarmament treaties, if not all, and is fully committed to playing a vital role in the successful implementation of the CCM and other conventions aimed at eliminating human suffering and wrongful use of arms and weapons on civilians, especially women, children, and people with disability. A comprehensive disarmament regime for all weapons is a sine qua non for global peace and security. The Gambia complies with the provisions of the convention and is ready to work closely with other countries in the region to share experiences and best practices to promote universalization and effective implementation of the convention. Madam President, our convergence here today demonstrates our determination to ensure the coexistence of peace and security in our countries, without which development is meaningless. I want to take this opportunity to assure state parties to the Convention on Cluster Munition of the resolve and continued commitment of the government of the Gambia to implement the CCM fully. We understand the importance of working with relevant institutions to enhance our national mechanisms, including sectoral collaboration and legislative approaches to promote transparency in the implementation of the convention. Madam President, I am pleased to inform this conference that we continue to enhance national coordination and bring stakeholders, including CSOs, together to enhance awareness and understanding of the requirements and objectives of the convention to facilitate full implementation. However, we do have good implementation plans, but do lack the financial support to carry out identified activities to realize our objectives. The Gambian delegation expresses appreciation and gratitude to the CCM team for their concerted effort to organize this meeting successfully. I equally want to thank the participants for their determination to seriously work on some of the convention's critical articles to facilitate its successful implementation. Bravo to UNIDEAL together with Belgium and Germany for their paper taking stock on gender diversity and inclusion in the CCM, of which Gambia is among the co-sponsors. The Gambia calls on other state parties and organizations to increase their commitment and support to increase funding for the work of the CCM to continue strengthening efforts to meet its objectives. The Gambia delegation wants to share the following recommendations before concluding. One, it is important for an assessment to be conducted to identify the existing gaps, putting into consideration gender roles and perspectives in the implementation of the convention. Review, develop, and enact legislation, guidelines, and regulations of the convention. Put in place the institutional arrangements and then support states to build capacity on timely reporting to fulfill Article 7 on transparency measures and to involve relevant stakeholders in providing reports on Form J introduced in the reporting template. Sensitize the general public of member states on CCM and its negative effects on mankind if it falls in the wrong hands or used for the wrong purpose. On this note, I wish us all a very productive meeting and thank you all for your kind attention.